Good morning. It's 8:06 on October 6th. 8/6/10/6/12. Cold. Yeah, real cold. Cold enough that my breath is condensing in my beard. So 34, wet. I've taken an elder daughter to a band. They have to do a parade today. And at least it's not overly hot, and it's really not that cold. She's wearing tights and a long sleeve jersey underneath her uniform, and it's a very, very heavy wool uniform, so I'm pretty sure she'll be okay. She's a little concerned about it when she left, but I think she'll be all right. I'm out in my jacket and sweatshirt. And my fingers were cold when I started, but they've warmed up quite nicely. Marching along here myself in my own little one-man parade, it's been okay. So, let's see. Where to begin today? Push in the plug, make sure the microphone is plugged in all the way. Well, yesterday was Anne Crispin's big announce, her big reveal about Raiden. And yeah, it isn't real pretty. Well, there's a lot of vitriol out there, and I understand it. I really do. On the other hand, it's kind of scary. The thing that bothers me, and bless everyone who is so concerned, really, the thing that bothers me is threats are being made. Jim Hines made kind of a serious threat. I don't know what kind of liability that opens up, but the thing is, desperate people do desperate things. And at this point, if I were sitting in Raiden's shoes, I'd be feeling kind of desperate. You know, the fix is really, really, really stupidly simple. Wire the money. Put an apology on the website. Take Anne's books down. Move on. So far, Robin hasn't done anything. There has been absolutely no response, even though Michael's pages have been inundated with some rather pointed commentary. So we'll see what that works like later. My letter finally was delivered. Now, to be clear, this is an official assessment, but official announcement, but I'll make one in writing on my blog in a little while. The contract called for me to provide notice in writing 30 days for rights reversion and any monies outstanding, etc., etc. It's all covered in other clauses in the contract. So the notice, the requirement for notice in writing was the sticking point for me, because email, while I sent her an email notice, it said I'm going to ask for the reversion of my rights. It had to come in a hard copy letter. That's one of the stipulations in the contract. It has to be in writing, and for this purpose, email doesn't really apply. So I sent a certified return receipt requested letter a couple of weeks ago, which was ignored and went to the post office and will shortly be returned to me, I'm sure. Anne also says that she sent two certified letters that have been ignored. But This week I sent one priority mail. And priority mail doesn't require a signature. It can be delivered without signature. And so I sent a priority letter to the Ryden corporate offices. The corporate offices, the LLC, technically. But to their address of record. And that letter was delivered yesterday morning at 10:59, according to post office records. So, in theory, and in, I'm not a lawyer, in theory, I actually served notice when I mailed the first letter, not when it was not delivered, but when I first mailed it, because failing to pick up mail in a timely manner is not my problem. And so, strictly speaking, there's a thing called a mailbox rule that's particularly important when used in contracts. And according to the mailbox rule, my notice was like on September 25th. The latest letter has a date of delivery. And since the latest letter is the one that will have force, I'm assuming I have until November 6th now before I can start publishing my books on my own. In the meantime, what I need to do is get together my documentation to send off to Amazon to be ready to have my books pulled down by Amazon in case Ryden does not take any action whatsoever. Now, apparently Ryden has done something with Anne's books. When I went to Anne's page on Ryden this morning, the links to her books all go to quarter share. Now, whether that's because Ryden botched the list when they put Anne's books up by cloning my page and then not changing the links, just changing the graphics, or whether that's something that they changed recently, I don't know, because I never looked before. So as far as I can tell, the only place where Ryden is still offering Crispin's books for sale is on Amazon. And if they didn't push that last week, like they should have, it can take 48 hours for those books to be taken down. So I don't think it's... If the books are still available on Amazon... in a couple of days, then yeah, willful infringement is going to be one of the calls, I believe. So, yeah, the Ryden Publishing House is coming apart at the seams at this point. I'll be leaving in November. I think there will be other authors. I know, in fact, that there are other authors who have either sent a letter or are preparing a letter to be sent for the reversion of their rights. And, yeah. So yesterday was not the most productive day I ever spent. I really needed to have yesterday be super productive so I could finish adding the copy edits to Zephyria's Call. And I got through three quarters of what I needed to do yesterday. But last night at 9:30, my eyes were bleeding out of my head. I had to close them. I had to lay down. And so as a result, Zephyria's Call is not up this morning, and I'm going to need to log on as soon as I get back and issue an apology to put up a notice. It will be up just as soon as I can get these last four chapters edited in, get the final chapter headings established, and then format, layout, and publish. The ebook, of course, will be up first. I really want to see a galley before I release the print. It's just that I need to order a case of the paperbacks, and I don't want to order a case of them that are going to be bad, so I really need to get a galley in my hand, a sample, so I'm sure that the book that I want is the one that gets printed. So that's going to be, that's a step that I had neglected and had overlooked up until this point. But it's something that has to happen. So that one's on me. I've got to bite the bullet and own up to that one. The audiobook will start, has already started. I've got like 3 or 4 chapters already recorded. I need to go back into the studio next week and finish recording, edit them up, and get them ready for Podiobooks. Podiobooks only accepts full books now, so I have to have it all done before I submit it to Evo. Of course, I can, because I have Libsyn rights, I can publish them on Libsyn and then just have Evo approve them. But I need to send him cover art, etc. Oh, no, I don't need to do that anymore, because the new website pulls the cover art off from Libsyn. Good. Okay. Let's see. Another news. Cover artist. Got a cover artist working on South Coast. I think we've got a good design. I think I mentioned this yesterday. I like the design. He didn't come up with anything significantly new to it yesterday other than give me a larger scale mock-up so I could see kind of what it looked like. And I've sent him a deposit, so he's officially on a case, as it were. And I like what he's done. I'm going to have to throw away the font and the text and stuff that he's got on it, because that's... No. But the graphic, the art, and particularly if he makes the art, because right now all I've got is a sketch. And it's a color sketch, but it's just a sketch. And if we get closer to photorealism, we get closer to something that looks like a real science fiction cover, then we're going to be in business, I think. So very, very good, very optimistic, quite hopeful on that. So, let's see what else. What else? Yeah, like, I need something else. That's about it altogether. I feel like I've been sucked into a tornado. I had a feeling that Anne was going to, in fact, she said she was going to, make quite a splash, but I wasn't, I guess I didn't quite understand how much of a make a splash she meant. Because, pretty much. Oh, we're expecting a hard freeze tonight, so everybody's scrambling trying to get their irrigation systems blown out so the irrigation systems don't freeze. And I've got no chance of actually getting mine done today. So the best I can do is drain the water out of the system the best I can and hope for the best. Most of it's underground. The only part that's really at risk is the copper pipes that run in a loop above ground, and I can drain the water out of those, so I'll do that this afternoon. Oh, gosh, I think I've got to go to the grocery store again today. Drat! It's like, it never ends. There's always something that's going to drag me away. The problem is, if I don't go to the grocery store, well, no, that's not true. If I don't go to the grocery store, it just means I have to order pizza. It could be worse ideas. I go to the grocery store tomorrow. I'm going to try to get this book out. I'm dragging my feet on it for so long. People have been so patient. And particularly with everything going to hell in a handbasket right now, putting a new book out would be good for me in terms of a positive accomplishment that I can point to that's not dependent on someone else's troubles. And in spite of all that's going to happen, that's going to get between book two and book three, I think, on the long run, getting my house in order is going to be more important than getting a new book written and published. Getting the old books published that are already written, I think, is going to be the answer. That's going to be my strategy anyway. We'll pursue it as long as I can. So, with that, let me see, we're almost ready to make the northward turn here. So I'm almost back. I've been hiking right along. I don't know how many, 16 minutes so far. So maybe 19 minutes by the time I get in, which is a good pace. I didn't turn Endomondo on this morning. I did get my phone reloaded with podcasts. So I've been listening to Coverville, way back on this Dire Straits cover story. So I'm way behind. Yeah. But I have had my breakfast and I do have a pot of coffee waiting, so I can go in and have something warm to drink, settle down, get this published, get the data files opened up for Zyferia's call, and do a bit of crank here before I get too far down the rabbit hole of catching up with the train wreck in progress. That's the biggest problem, is that people keep pinging me with messages that I sort of feel obligated to respond to. So, yeah, I probably should put a message on my blog. I really need to put a message on Zyferia's call on lummiswood.com. Probably should put one on nathanlowell.com as well. My beard is soaked. Yuck. That's disgusting. I have to go get it trimmed anyway, I suppose. It's getting to be. Particularly my mustache is growing down into my mouth, and I keep trimming it off, and it's never, I don't seem to be able to get the right hairs. So I need to find my mustache comb and do a trim with that. That'd probably help. At any rate, from the sublime to the ridiculous, from riding to my mustache, the beard. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.